Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dr. Jonathan Copus, CEO of GTEC, that's GTC ticker. Jonathan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much. Good morning.
Yes, good to get you on, because like I say, I've got a, many people have asked me, so get this company on, very interesting, in a very hot sector at the moment, so we'll talk about that and how the story's going here, but first of all, let's start off with a quick summary for people not familiar. What is GTEC all about, please, Jonathan?
Well, GTEC's a specialist geoscience and geospatial technology and solutions provider. And what we do is positioned at the very heart of developing and supporting projects across the energy and mining markets. If you think about our background is in providing software, data, and knowledge for the petroleum industry. But we've been adapting these products, skills, and technologies towards building and developing solutions for the energy transition. And we completed a £6.25 million equity raise earlier in the year. And that's enabled us to accelerate the pace of all of this work as well.
Yeah. So I've read, you know, some of your news, and like I say, it's been a 2021 has been a special year for you and the company. What was the key driver for the shift into energy transition? And what is your role in the area going forward, then, Jonathan?
Well, as a business, you know, we've always been very focused on innovation, and we're always been looking for new ways to deploy our skills and technologies. And we're operating at what is an incredibly exciting time when the world is working to address climate change. And this is not only reshaping primary energy markets, it's also reshaping patterns of capital spending within those primary energy markets as well. And when I step back from all of that and I look at climate change, what I see is a complex global challenge, but it's one that's going to be solved through multiple local solutions. And so as a company, GTEC is very well aligned to this landscape because we approach all of our work from the perspective of our global geoscience data and knowledge. But we combine that with locally focused geospatial technology and analytics. And the reality, of course, is that we can't engage with every opportunity that the energy transition presents. So what we've done is we've focused on four key markets, and those are hydrogen, geothermal, mining, and carbon capture. And in all of those, we see immediate opportunities where we can unlock value. And so the kind of questions that we're answering for customers in those areas include, how can one extract heat from the Earth's crust? Or equally, how could you store hydrogen or dispose of carbon dioxide within the Earth's crust? We're also helping people locate critical electrification minerals, and these include things like copper and zinc and lithium. And we're working to spatially optimize the future energy mix. And what I mean by that is answering questions like, where should I locate a hydrogen hub? Or where is there demand for power and electricity that coincides with all the geoscience criteria that are needed to develop a geothermal opportunity. But across all these areas, what's really exciting is that the more we're involving ourselves in these new industries, the more avenues are opening for us to drive growth. And this is also opening opportunities for us to maximize our shareholders' exposure to the value that we're creating in these projects. And we're doing that by carefully building our own portfolio of zero carbon asset investments as well. And as an example of that, this year, we've also taken our first direct project investment. That was in a company called H2 Green. And H2 Green is a green hydrogen network builder, which is at the forefront of delivering what is a very nationally important new infrastructure that's supporting the energy transition.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking back at your chart there. And I think when you announced that, the share price has gone, took off. It's consolidated for a while, but starting to pick back up now. So what do you think that was? Why do you think it exploded like that?
Well, I mean, you know, hydrogen is a really exciting industry right now. And we've seen, as you say, a very significant share price response that's attributed to that ownership of H2 Green. And I think the reason for that is that, you know, it's a reaction to the reality that these sort of projects in hydrogen are very tangible. And they're also extremely important for the UK. And they're something that is scalable beyond the UK as well. So there's very significant, you know, value growth opportunities in this market. Alongside that, though, you know, following our £6.25 million equity raise, we've also been developing our offering in geothermal and strategic minerals and carbon capture. And we've got a number of new product releases that are scheduled in the coming weeks and months. And so that's also going to provide quite a rich path in terms of news flow. And then finally, I think, you know, it's important to also recognize that our foundation operations, that's our work in petroleum, are returning to a more constructive environment. And that's evidenced by a 16% year-on-year expansion in revenue in the first half of 2021. So it's a really exciting time for GTEC, and it's a really exciting time for GTEC shareholders.
Yeah, well, let's go to the source of that you know, exciting news, that explosive rise in the share price, which is, I guess, the strategic sign-up with H2 Green. Can you tell them, you know, what they do and what you see, you know, the company doing in the coming years with them as an alliance there?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, H2 Green is a hydrogen hub development company. Mm. And what we're focused on is the decarbonisation of commercial transport. And so the vehicles and customers here that we're targeting are HGVs and buses, but they're also assets like trains and the marine environment as well. So offtake by ships and boats and things like that. And what H2 Green is doing is it's utilizing GTEC's expertise in geospatial location analytics, and it's using that to establish a green hydrogen production, storage and refueling hubs across the UK. And so the coming years, I think, are going to be very exciting for H2 Green. The world's requirement to decarbonize represents a massive opportunity for everyone working in this hydrogen space. But particularly, green hydrogen is very, very well aligned with the needs of those commercial transport customers. We've developed a deep pipeline of opportunities, and there's no reason, I think, that the company can't expand at a really significant pace and become a leading player in the creation of these green hydrogen hubs, as I said, both in the UK, but also potentially on mainland Europe. And I think more broadly, you know, as a result of all of the success and the sort of diversification and reshaping of our business. You know, we've also been able to appoint some significant new team members as well. And you may have seen that last week mm-hmm. we announced a new Chief Business Development Officer. He's a very high-profile individual, and he will be adding further impetus around our energy transition growth strategy and of course, our expansion into European and global markets. And I hope all of that demonstrates our ambition to diversify and grow GTEC both significantly and internationally.
Yeah, yeah. In your results there, Jonathan, you hinted that the first sites for hydrogen refueling stations were being finalised. When do you think you'll be able to sort of release some news about those and where they might be?
Well, of course, I've got to be careful what I say ahead of those announcements, so I can't give any specifics. But as we've said in our results, we are in advanced discussions in securing our first hydrogen asset, and we hope to make that announcement soon. To put that into context, though, of course, our ambition here is to own multiple hydrogen hubs across the UK and beyond. And where our business stands at the moment is that we have an initial high-graded portfolio of five sites. Those have a combined peak capacity of 14,000 tons of hydrogen a year. And these sit within a project funnel, which has now been expanded into hundreds of sites in the UK. And there's another significant opportunity to scale that as we move into Europe. And what all of this highlights is that very point. This is not just a tangible opportunity, it's a significantly scalable opportunity. And that is what fundamentally excites me about this business proposition and the value it can create for our shareholders.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's look forward. Dig along with you, if we could. Following months, or even maybe years, where do you see this story going?
Well, I mean, you know, as I said at the start of this, you know, this is a really exciting period for the GTEC Group. And we're seeing multiple routes for growth. And those are spread across hydrogen, geothermal, strategic minerals, carbon capture. And GTEC, you know, as a business, has both the capability and backing to be able to develop itself into these exciting new industries. You know, being more specific, you know, we're looking forward to an extremely busy end to the year and start to next year. We've got various business development initiatives in train. We've got a series of product releases, which we talked about in our H1 release. And of course, we had a busy established customer engagement and business development program that's ongoing. And with the arrival of Max in this new role as Chief Business Development Officer, that you know is something that's only going to accelerate and expand to us. And all of this is supported by a strong financial and operational performance by the business year to date. So we feel that you know the future is very bright for GTEC, and you know we're excited about the path ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Jonathan, on the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies that are most followed on the platform. That changes minute by minute as people hit those follow buttons. So to get on there, hopefully, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add GTEC to their watch list, please.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We definitely want to be on that list. No, I mean, I think that, you know, our combination of proprietary products, our technology and our skills, you know, they are there and they're ready to support and develop each of our target markets in the energy transition. We've got a strong balance sheet. We're well funded and we have a strong board and a good institutional following. But I think also we've got a pipeline of opportunities and news flow over the next 6 months, which are extremely important to the business. They're important in terms of value creation for shareholders. And so, you know, there's a rich seam of news flow ahead. And we're very much looking forward to communicating that to shareholders and talking more about what we're doing and the success we're having.
Excellent stuff. It's good to hear from you, Jonathan. And like I say, hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.